What's up? I am Jeffrey Way with the Laracast Snippet, and welcome back to the first episode in 2017. So I have Wunderlist opened here, and I have a category for podcast ideas. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and write things down. And very clearly, I did so in this case, because what I have written down, it says, go, 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 period, constant work, period, kill it, period, think bigger, period, think 10x, period, wears you down. Okay, so very, very clearly, I wrote this in the middle of the night, and it's incoherent, but it does make sense to me. I am not suggesting 10x and think bigger and larger. In fact, I think my instinct with the new year is to figure out where to scale back, kind of the opposite. And that almost feels terrible to say, right? Because with social media, at all times, you are surrounded by people who are killing it. You are surrounded by people at the top of their game. But not just that, you are surrounded by people at the top of the game who are also announcing their big wins. You're not seeing all their failures. You're not seeing the bland days where they do nothing. Instead, you see their pre-approved big wins that they're going to announce to the world. And when you're on Twitter and you're following all of your heroes and conference speakers and geniuses, it almost feels like at every turn you are surrounded by people winning and thinking bigger and killing it and going 10x and thinking as large as possible. And of course, I think we all know the reality, that's not the case. This person just happened to finish up something they'd been working on, and so they are announcing it. But then when you compound that with 200 different people you follow, it kind of has the effect of feeling that way, where you think, wow, I'm not doing anything crazy good right now worthy of announcing to the world, but every single person I follow is. And again, that's not true. We all have some wins. We all announce them. But again, it just feels on Twitter like you are surrounded by genius and you're the one faking it, or you're the one who is completely in over their head. So I think for sanity for all of us, and to have an even work-life balance, it's important to recognize that. This is especially true if you go on Facebook and you look at all the old friends from high school. And once again, you have a small percentage of people who just treat it like therapy. You know what the most annoying Facebook user is? It's the one who posts something incredibly vague, like maybe a quote, well, that happened, ... And they give no specifics, just that. And what do you expect to happen? Of course, everyone replies and says, Johnny, what happened? Tell us, is everything okay? Johnny's mom chimes in, Johnny's friend, Johnny's ex-girlfriend chimes in. Everyone wants to know, is everything okay? And does Johnny reply? Never. He will not update that thread because it's all just about getting attention. It's almost like you need that adrenaline surge, or maybe they just need that serotonin boost. I don't know, but it's the most annoying thing you could possibly do on Facebook, in my opinion. But anyways, other than that, once again, on Facebook, you go on and everyone's announcing the amazing things they're doing. They're going on this amazing trip to Italy. They're going to Disney World. They just got promoted. They have new children. Look how amazing their life is. And once again, we're all just kind of putting our best foot forward. We're hiding all of the crap in our life, and we're just exposing the amazing things. So of course, to everyone else, it feels like you're the only one failing at life versus all of these incredible people. And it's just not true. But you know what? Even more than that, like I said earlier, it seems like because it's the new year, everyone's talking about bigger, better, 10x, 100x. If you had to take your business from where it is to 10x right now, what would you have to do? And naturally, when that's said, it's more of an exercise. It's not actually meant to be that you're going to 10x your company in a few months. It's more meant to say, if that were possible, what changes would you have to make? And it kind of gets you into that mindset. But still, I think everyone kind of gets into that mode where you want to kill it. You're gonna do all of this year. You're gonna think bigger and better and larger and huger. If Elon Musk is making Tesla and going to Mars, then clearly we are not doing enough. And it definitely feels that way, and that's fair. We need people like Elon Musk, of course. But at the same time, I feel like for me in 2017, the lists I'm writing, you know, not necessarily resolutions, but more just taking some time to reflect. Like, what in 2016 did I really not like? What would I like to fix? So you make a list of things that could be changed that you found incredibly annoying. Is there one thing you do every week that you hate? Well, is there a way to get rid of it? So I feel like that's kind of what I'm focusing on, is how to simplify things, how to automate things, how to have more free time with my family, to be frank. But once again, on Twitter, everyone else is posting all of their wins, and everyone's talking about 10xing their business for 2017 because they're hyped. And sometimes if you're not careful, it's like you get stuck in the rat race where you feel like you can't take a break, because if you do, everyone's going to pass you. And that's kind of a toxic thing. And maybe it's personality based. Maybe you have no clue what I'm talking about, but it does affect me. The feeling that everyone is going at 100% and pushing as hard as they can. And if you were to take a Tuesday off, well, you could do that, but everyone's going to pass you by, and you're going to feel guilty for the entire day. I don't know. Am I making sense even remotely? Do you relate to this at all? You can't tell me because we don't have a comment form on this podcast page. But yeah, you could tweet me at Jeffrey_Way if this resonates. And if it doesn't, just keep it to yourself. Okay, let's call it a day. Lyricast Snippet. As always, if you want to become a better developer in 2017, please check out lyricast.com. I put so much energy into it. It's $9 a month. It's a ridiculous deal, and it's kind of a no-brainer, I would say, as a student or a professional developer who is trying to keep up on the industry. All right, I'll see you later. Bye.